Today, ayo, it's a very, very disappointing day. Okay, so anyway, if you have watched the budget, what the budget are really like, give ang pao, you know, Tai Sen Ye. Okay, and sorry. Anyway, I'm actually a little bit disappointed lah, because I'm quite su actually I'm disappointed and surprised at the same time that there's no cooling measure that's being announced during the budget 2025. Okay, so I'm gonna touch on this because even though there's no cooling measure, there's still something that's being announced. I don't know whether is it a cooling measure, but this thing that's being announced is very important. So you watch my video the last few times, I was saying that the property market depends on the budget 2025. As of now, what had happened, I want to say that I feel that the property market is going to be good this year. Okay, do not expect any price drop. Definitely there won't be any cooling measure yet to come. I don't know about it later on, or will it suddenly pop out, or wait until National Day, I don't know, okay? But as of now, there's no cooling measure lah. Okay, so the property market will be good. I don't expect prices to drop also. But there's something that I want to talk about. Okay, so at the start, before, if you follow my Telegram group, on the 17th February, one day before the budget, it was the end of sales of balance flat. The sales of balance flat exercise, I think, got 5,000 over units. Then the BTO exercise got also 5,000 over units. I know it because I have a lot of personal friends, even my cousin. One of my cousins have like two kids, so he went to take the sales of balance flat. They waited very long. Okay, these people have waited very long, and finally they got it. They got it as in like finally the exercise started. They can go and ballot for it. So actually, a lot of people should lah. Those people that have and can have the chance and can go and ballot for BTO flats or sales of balance flat, they will do so in this February. So how will this February affect the resale HDB market? I still don't know. We wait for the statistics to come out. So most likely, I feel that the statistics will be like spread over February and March. Most likely, okay, most likely, So I posted a poll on my Telegram group. I say HDB resale market will cool down and stabilize because demand will pour over to sales of balance flat and BTO flat. Do you agree or not? Surprisingly, I get okay, my votes are not too bad one because I got like 288 votes. I think it's quite fair lah. 53% agree, 47 disagree. If you want to join my polling, you can go and join my Telegram group. Why do I say so? Because during the budget, they announced something that is very interesting. They say, as for those looking to get their flat sooner, the Housing Board will launch 3,800 flats with a waiting time of less than 3 years this year. And this makes up roughly a fifth of the year BTO supply. So these 3,800 flats that has waiting time of less than 3 years, should be lah, I feel, should be the BTO, shouldn't be the sales of balance flat. Why? Because he said this make up roughly a fifth of the year BTO supply. So another four-fifth is on different things lah, okay? Then he say another sales of balance flat exercise will be carried out later this year as well. Okay, means besides these 5,000 over units that launched in February, later this year we are going to have another sales of balance flat exercise. Okay, all I can say is according to all these things, one thing I can assume is the government is very confident that all this heavy supply, high supply of BTO flats and sales of balance flats and shorter waiting time to BTO flats is going to stabilize the HDB market. Because we all know that this year we are going for election. So if there's no cooling measure and this is what they have announced in budget, I trust them. I have to trust them. So I feel that the main thing is I trust the government a lot. Why? Because every time they say something, they do something, right? I can say that most of the time things happen lah. So when they say this, okay, I feel that this year is crucial. Why? Because they are very confident. They are very confident that this shorter waiting time for BTO flat and sales of balance flat exercise in February and end of the year will cool the HDB market. So we will see. We will see how accurate are they. Then the second polling I did, I say that Because actually a lot of customer tell me this, so whether is it my EC customer and whatsoever, a lot of customer tell me that they are a little bit disappointed because there's no cooling measure and the income ceiling for EC or the income ceiling for BTO did not increase. So I was expecting the BTO and the EC income ceiling to increase like maybe 1,000, but it didn't. So I said, are you disappointed? 255 votes, 34% say yes, 66% say no. Okay, I personally feel that you will be disappointed if you are looking to buy an EC or you are looking to do some upgrade or downgrade, whichever, if your income is very high. If your income is not high, you are very happy because you don't need to, when the EC income ceiling don't increase, means you got less competition. So maybe this is the reason why is yes 34%, no 66%, okay? So I feel that I also quite shocked. Actually, I was really expecting them to increase the income ceiling for EC and BTO because I keep seeing them saying that hey, the medium household income has increased and everything. So I was quite shocked when nothing along the line has been announced. So that's it. I just want to attend to this budget and I feel that at least now we have a clear picture. We know that for first half of 2025, the property market will definitely go and move. Okay, how much will the HDB resale market be affected by this shorter BTO time as well as this sales of balance flat? We will see. Okay, I'm very interested to see the impact because we have been waiting for this for a long time. We always know like 2-3 years ago, the government already said that I'm going to insert this supply, I'm going to insert that supply. But you see, every time they insert the supply is BTO flat, it's very long. But this time they insert a lot of sales of balance flat, which people can take within a year, some even immediate because it's already ready. And I see some even more interesting one, that some that's like really 30-year-old, 40-year-old, then is under sales of balance flat. So if you really need a house now, you go to sales of balance flat, you will find a unit that you can go and take immediately or within a year. So this will definitely impact because these are all the short waiting time new HDB flat. So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I am very excited to see what will happen for 2025. Thank you. It takes a lot of effort to make a video, but it only takes you a second to click the like button and it doesn't hurt you or cost you anything. Just give me a thumbs up, subscribe, and bye bye.